moving out. Medford, Somerville, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Charlie.
I didn't ask you.
No, you asked me. Medford and Somerville, that's me.
That's me?
Medford and Somerville, Graziano.
Woo! We are here. We've been here this whole time. Ha ha ha. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and we're not taking our jackets off.
We've got a great show planned for you today. Pretty much everything is all set. It's all in readiness. Nothing is being...
This is not a test. Oh, you're not allowed. You're probably not allowed to do fake like emergency announcements.
Probably not.
If not, I'm gonna propose some legislation that says that you can't, because that'd be scary. And anyways, it's Friday. It's a beautiful day. It's been a while since we've been on the show. I think that the time before Thanksgiving you flaked.
Most definitely did. I think I had a good reason.
Whatever.
I did actually. I was doing HPC.
Not a good enough reason.
No, actually, I was like, never mind. I remember now. I was not in a state of awakeness once.
Yeah,
I woke
so you
up.
just.
No, I woke up and I was not in a state of being awake.
I don't like you.
I know. You have mentioned this on many occasions.
Let's get things started with some new music.
New music?
Old music?
We can do some new music. Why not? We didn't play this, even though it came out like a few weeks ago. But we'll play it.
All right.
Because we're here to keep you updated.
You gotta speak into the microphone
The microphone is right here.
That's what I'm talking about.
So
just go.
I'm trying to find it. I don't remember the name. And you're not ready anyway.
Yeah, alrighty. This is a pretty classic way in which, yeah, whatever, I don't really care.
Yeah, I know. It's
we got the banter, we got the back and forth.
This is not a quality production.
You're not a quality production.
Okay, I'm registering more into your mic than I am in mine.
That's not true. Say something.
Hello.
Say it again.
Hello. 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 You are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine. My only sunshine.
Alrighty. Well,
let's kick it away. That was weird.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? Thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. To orbit, it could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold.
Alrighty. Take it away now. No, you're supposed to say something.
I don't have anything to say.
You're supposed to freestyle.
I can't freestyle.
Freestyle. You've been adding in a few extra R's this morning, my man.
Freestyle.
What was the... Oh, we were saying physiologically.
Physiologically. So,
physiologically, I'm feeling about peak Charlie in terms of the body, and most of my dad, like my digestive system is working really well.
Physiologically, everything is probably working the best that it ever will in my life right now, because I'm in my early 20s and it's only downhill from here.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Snaps.
Physiological trees.
All right. Not enough of that. Anyways, so it's now close to winter time, as Richard Kim would say. It's the slippery season is upon us.
Would he say that?
No, he talked to the house, and he said, guys, like, the slippery season is soon. Like, let's get a welcome mat to wipe our feet.
Very nice. Really, I think that now is a better time than any to make some announcements.
Absolutely.
So, this week's Chem 1 office hours with TA Zachary Graziano have been rescheduled. those of you who are listening for the announcements on office hours, my students, my 13 of you, 12 of you, I don't remember how many I have. One, I don't know why you continue to listen to this show for the announcements regarding office hours. I send out emails, which you can read at your convenience without waking up on a Friday morning. But two, if you would like to meet with me about anything at all, feel free to email me. And we can meet before our next lab and last lab.
Comp 40 announcements. Your homework is due tonight. Please remember to submit and use any of the computers in labs 116 or 120 to do your speed measurements. This is the Need for Speed assignment.
Ooh.
Believe fancy. It or not, putting fast underscore before all of your variable names does not make your program faster.
But if you make it quick, not with CK, but just QWIK, everything works faster. And this is a tried and true optimization tool. In fact, whenever you do -03 in your compiler, that's what it does. It actually just prepends quick to everything. And if you actually do quick before you specify that flag, then you get quick, which is even faster.
He's still talking. All right.
This is, of course, what I learned in high performance computing class.
Oh, I understand. If you want to make a variable like accessible through multiple threads, you just put...
Yep, that's how it works. Just put quick.
Quick.
Also, if you want your program to run approximately 10 times as fast, print out every intermediate value in a calculation and say the intermediate value is. And remember that programs are not good programs unless you use printing as you would commenting.
That's true. Well, I don't even know if you'd comment that much. Moving right along, we don't need to talk about this anymore. But I think what we need to do is play some more music, get things lively. Hopefully, you're if you're on that 80 bus that just walked by.
The bus has legs. Ooh.
The bus has legs.
Yummy.
The bus has legs.
Eggs.
The bus has eggs. I've stopped eating eggs. Moving right along, Zach, play some music.
That sounds wonderful.
It doesn't sound wonderful yet because you haven't started playing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I have to click this link. This is a great show. This link is not loading.
So help me, gosh.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
that's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I'm a well-known hater of Christmas music.
Grinch.
Yes, some would say that. And the only Christmas music I like is the Christmas music that is sad or that is like mean, but that's an even smaller category. So River by Joni Mitchell comes across as a Christmas classic for me, because Christmas music is really, I guess you could divide it into music that is overtly religious, but the ones that aren't are just too cheerful. And life,
the religious Christmas songs, when you move past the kind of like several few that you only hear, like you just pure,
a lot of the religious ones are very beautiful, actually.
They're like probably the most beautiful music there is.
I am not talking about those. In fact, I'm actually talking about like things like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is historically one of the worst songs.
Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Walking in a Winter Wonderland isn't bad.
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock is maybe my least favorite song.
Jingle Bell Sway and Jingle Bell Chime.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
See these songs.
Jingle Bell, Kill Me Now.
These songs are ones that I despise. So,
I mean, sorry, you're not some sort of like in the minority, like, you know, get off of your ivory hater tower. You're not a unique hater of these things.
No, of course not. There's no such thing as a unique hater.
Haters gonna hate.
But I think that it's a good thing that we have some nice Christmas music that is a little bit
That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.
In touch.
That's the jingle bell rock.
With human emotion.
I don't care.
So thank you, Joni Mitchell. Thank you, Julian Baker. Thank you, Wham, for Last Christmas.
Last Christmas. All right, can we play that?
Yeah, we can.
All right, let's play it right now.
Let's just do it.
It's so good. It's not.
It's better than
the one distinctive memory I have of that song is Winter Track Meets. The bus driver loved playing the Christmas channel, and she it was like an hour ride to get to the Reggie Lewis Center in Boston, and we would do that drive probably once a week, and it was like an hour and a half there and an hour and a half back in traffic just listening to like Last Christmas. It's terrible.
Mean, Last Christmas isn't bad. And you know what other one I actually enjoy is it's a guilty pleasure, the one with the cello at the beginning.
I don't know what it is. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's roll. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You gave it away.
You gave it away.
That was, of course, a completely normal recording of Wham's Last Christmas.
This is a new PSA that I'm very excited about. This is today's debut. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. That's really nice. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor, so consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's actually good to know.
That is good to know. I had no idea that if you only had a fingerprint sensor that apparently you can be forced to unlock that.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It's all interesting.
Touch ID.
I love my Touch ID, though. Can't live without it.
Yeah, well, I hate Touch ID because it doesn't work.
Yeah, you got to get a new iPhone, my friend.
No.
Shabik Met.
So, We've got a special listener listening right now. So shout out to Sizabel Blark.
Good evening.
Wahare to you. And may your days be merry and your nights be teeming with sauce.
All right. That's just so, you're just so funny.
Oh, boy.
All right. Moving right along. Let's play some more music.
Moving on. Yeah, we're going to play a nice little song that Stereo Gum says is good without listening to it.
Because, that's fair.
Yeah.
Can you hear me running through the tricks of time? Out on the road screaming like my lungs on fire. Do you see me laughing with my love, I thought I'm made of everything gets in a tie. Why not we made of crisscrossing out of luck? Tears keep falling, I say my dreams are out of touch. Forever and lucky for us, my baby keeps me on the good stuff. Even when I stand and I fall, shines in the heat, pulling me up, and I'm here, my love. Even when I'm standing alone, and there's a galaxy of us that shines in the heat, pulling me up.
Rapid fire quiz. What's the biggest number that you know?
Sounds about right. Moving right along.
And third smallest number. Good. Next number. 4 for 4.
That was amazing.
What a world.
What a wild world. That song was really just proof that if we play just randomly selected, or not even randomly selected, I could just click on things.
Look at the angle with which you're speaking into the microphone. You're looking at me, which is not like, if you need to look at me, then just arrange the microphone to be on the line of sight between me and you.
Well, I do need to look at you because that's all I do at this show.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you're talking to me, so it makes sense that you want to make eye contact. It's human. It's a human trait.
Anyway, as I was saying, we do better if we just play things that we don't know about rather than if we try to play things that we do know. I think that's a testament to how bad we really are. So... I want to play a little something that means a lot to me. It had a really big part in my upbringing.
Shabbat Met.
And...
Yep, sounds about right.
Future!
Oh, this is just a clip from SpongeBob, huh? It's interesting to hear just the noise from SpongeBob and not... I'm not looking at the screen.
I can't hear the noise because I'm not wearing headphones.
Why don't you wear headphones?
Because they're not on.
They're not on? You could have told me that. Just turn the mic... Turn the volume up.
I'm not allowed to touch knobs.
That's true. What are we doing here? What was that?
I mean, it was just a...
So that just a pause. That noise is crazy.
The little That's
pretty good. I should do that professionally. No, I don't want to hear the actual. Can we get a SpongeBob kind of like noise effects, like inter-scene musics, like some sort of large compilation of those? Computer, enhance. 3D3. Okay, we'll play a song and we'll get back to you, but I think that has the potential to be some good, fresh new content.
Alrighty.
It's 42 minutes past the hour.
Here on WMF.
Oh. Moving. Go.
I'm finding a song.
behind the scenes look at the show. Quote from Zach, but a second ago, we are not professional. No one thinks that we are.
Well, it's true. We don't have to. We don't have any skills. We really don't have to pretend like we do have skills.
That's true.
We're doing a disservice to us and the community by doing that. So,
candidly, lack skills.
Here's a great example of that. See, we could just have this going on in the background.
What makes me kind of, what intrigues me is that someone sat in a studio with an accordion and like a whistle. So what is that? Is that just a flute? But it's got kind of a different like...
Yeah, I mean, and they were just like, they're going to be talking about Krabby Patties and Mr.
Yeah, how
Squidward.
Much could you get paid for that gig?
And this is what I want to hear when they talk about that.
It's extremely nautical.
It's so good, though. And someone has actually made an entire playlist of the SpongeBob production music and has annotated it. So the annotation for this one says, complete with the intro, this theme plays mostly in the Krusty Krab and is considered to be the theme to the place by some. I mean, that's not an exhaustive annotation by any means.
That's not one of the better annotations.
It's more than you would think that the entire instrumental SpongeBob soundtrack would get. So then we've got this this next one, and we'll mute the ad. This next one is Oyster Girls, and this is the first. They all have very strange names. This is the first theme to play in the Krusty Krab, and the title cards for Employee of the Month and the Chum Bucket were with this music.
I've lost interest, to be perfectly frank.
I mean, it's fine.
Cut it. Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, you can.
I have the power. I'm the one with the knobs.
The names are terribly nondescript. So
I do not care to listen to any more of
it. We will not listen to any more. But at one point, I will try to find what the name of the womp 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 womp, because that did happen a lot.
Womp 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 womp. The womp 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 isn't bad.
But the one that we heard before is a futuristic version of that, because they're in the future in that episode. SB129.
Things I don't care about.
It's a classic episode.
It's a classic ep. We good?
Yeah, we're good.
It's 51 past the hour here at WMFO in Medford.
51 beyond. Yeah, I mean, really, all of the things that we do on this show, they're either for us or for you.
As in, sometimes we do things that I want to do that you don't want to do.
So yeah, really, what I'm trying to get at here is this show is all about compromise.
This show's all about me.
And really, it's all about Charlie, because
it's my show.
It is his show.
My show, my rules.
But it's really all about compromise, because one could argue that I have, because I could just stop coming and Charlie would be very upset if no one were here.
But this gives you a platform to play your music. I have very little editorial control over the playlist.
This music plays. So with or without
system,
me.
It's a system of checks and balances.
This is a platform for me to say what I want to say to the listeners. And what I want to say
is it's mainly just you announcing your Chem 1.
Week in
hours.
And week out is Chem 1 or Chem 2 canceled. Chem 1.
Why don't you do Chem 2?
Because I go where they want me, where they need me.
Interesting.
There were no needs.
I don't care. Let's play a song.
Okay. You're a waste.
Ah, the blizzard's never seen the desert sands. I will set the timber low in my commands. Come follow down a highway once trailed by my golden calf. For the blizzard's never seen the desert sand. Now we'll drive it like a shepherd to the sun. It's the easiest decision I have done. Come follow down a highway once trailed by my golden calf. For the blizzard's never seen the desert sand. And the bells up in the towers, they will ring. And the frightened little choirs, they will sing. They will tremble on their voices like it's from another shore. Oh, the frightened little choirs, they will sing. Saddle of the storm, I will ride across the sea I stand before. Though the people on the beaches wear just nothing but themselves, I will sit up in the saddle of the storm. Ah, the blizzard's never seen the desert sands, and I never understood a written plan. Set my house on fire, cause I don't need it anymore. Oh, the blizzard's never seen the desert sand.
So at this point, we're really wrapping up the show. And I think it's important to say that I want everyone to have a great weekend. I certainly want me to have a great weekend.
That's fair.
For reasons I cannot disclose, totally I hope that fair. I have a great rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite letters in the whole world are D, E, S, research.
Yeah, those are pretty good letters. So, really, I want to use this last song to really get us feeling at the top,
as if we're at ready to
ready. We're standing at the top of the city, and we're looking.
What is the top of the city?
Well, that's the name of the song. So yeah, I was trying to fit it in there.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oops. So
spilled the beans. Something that I was really impressed by was Zach the other day did like 50 pop songs from the past 20 years, and was just nailing the names of these songs. It was like 10-second clips, and I knew the name, like I knew what the song was typically, but just out of nowhere, the names coming off his tip of his tongue.
I love pop music.
What can I say?
I love pop music. So here's one from the Queen of Pop.
Oh, the Queen of Pop herself. That's a name that most people use for Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's a name I use for everyone, but here we go.
Whatever.
One more step to the top of the city. We're just a couple of pigeons a-living. Up on the angel's shoulders. Good.
There is history in this place. There are dragons too.